I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's getting a little too close for comfort now. I'm talking about the debt ceiling debate. Our politicians now have less than 2 days to figure things out, or America will be staring default in the face come Thursday. Think about it. The U.S. failing to pay its debts for the first time in history. Later in the program, we'll hear about what that would look like to future students of U.S. history.
Looking at the outside world, it is just incredulity that the greatest power in the world cannot get its act together. And I think 1 year, 10 years, 100 years from now, that will still be something which is very hard to understand.
But we begin our coverage by focusing on the potential global ramifications now. Richard Lugar was a Republican senator from Indiana for 36 years and a foreign policy leader on Capitol Hill for much of that time.
I'm afraid that many of my former colleagues are not taking on the world view. This has been much more a debate about domestic issues, principally in the House of Representatives on so-called Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act that the Congress passed last year. In addition, there are, especially in the House, Republican members who believe that the debt ceiling is not that much of a crisis, that it would form a discipline for the United States to cut spending much more drastically. My view is that these members really do not have an overall sense, really, of either the foreign policy issues or the domestic ones when it comes to banking. But nevertheless, they are a strong cadre, and they threaten other members with primary elections in their states if they do not go along with this process.
There are people, we've had them on the program just yesterday, in Europe saying they can't believe this is happening in the U.S. So when you speak to those colleagues in other countries, how do you answer the question, how can a handful of Tea Party activists take not just a country, but kind of the world economy hostage right now?
Well, I try to explain to colleagues abroad what our political situation is. I think there are many in the United States who believe that our debt presently is too high, that budgets that have been adopted in the past have not been close to being balanced, and that as a result, we are increasing that debt and that trend has to be stopped. I think most of us agree with those general principles. The problem is in the details, working day by day. In other words, if we come to a point where the Treasury really is not able to borrow any more money, then there will be very sharp political ramifications in the United States, and that is likely to bring about congressional action in a hurry. Perhaps no one believes that that's going to happen, and I hope that they're right in that respect, but it certainly brings about a great deal of nervousness here and abroad.
So how do you think not just a shutdown, but a possible fiscal default are damaging U.S. interests around the world right now?
Well, default clearly would be very damaging. And in my own judgment, this is not going to occur.
I mean, whether the U.S. is fiscally responsible or not, I guess, is up for debate. But it seems that it's the reliability of the dollar that a lot of countries around the world see as the main kind of stability of the U.S. Is this moment, though, do you think, a sea change for the U.S. reputation economically around the world?
No, I don't believe it is a sea change. I believe, as I say, that we will not default as a country on our obligations. And as a matter of fact, that the dollar will still remain as the standard for most currencies. But there clearly is an anxiety, understandably, in the world where many countries, in Europe in particular, have been working in a very public way to try to bring stability, particularly in southern European countries, as well as perhaps in the European Union as a whole. There are problems elsewhere in Latin America that are very severe, that don't receive quite the same attention. This is simply a difficult period for the world in which huge adjustments are being made. And for the United States to offer further anxiety is simply too much for many people around the world to encompass. They count upon the United States for stability. I think they should.
Former Senator Richard Lugar, now running the Lugar Center in Washington.